when I was around two, my own father ended up running off. My father ended up walking out on my mother when she fell pregnant with my brother. And then over the course of the years, she continued to raise us. Unfortunately, she had cystic fibrosis, which is terminal. You have a limited lifetime when you were diagnosed. She managed to hold on and support the both of us until I was 11, when she unfortunately passed away. You know, it's nothing I really ever thought of at that stage. It was more just, you know, growing up, taking things as they come. I never really sat down and studied and actually really strived to do much. I think I'd just drive around, or I would have been pretty lazy, I'd imagine. Literally 8 or 9 years after that, I managed to become a father to my own children. When my partner fell pregnant with our first child, a lot changes and your responsibilities just go through the roof. So knowing that this is where I'm at now, I kind of had that philosophy of I wouldn't let that happen to my own kids when that happened. Since I've experienced that, I know what it's like to go through. So I don't want them to go through the same thing as they grow up. It does drive you a lot to push yourself in areas you might not have pushed yourself before, to always have the ability to provide more than they need. So if you ever get into a rough spot, you can still provide at least the basics. TAFE is one of the largest training organizations in Australia. It's like a predecessor to university, basically. And they were running some free courses where the government was funding free courses through the Networking Academy for Cisco. And I ended up getting to do three courses. I spent 26 to 30 of my Saturdays last year studying with the Networking Academy full time. I'd wake up on a Saturday at around 6:30, 7 in the morning, and it was an hour drive for me to get to where I was studying with the Academy. So I'd spend that hour drive listening to videos that relate to what I'm studying. So if there's videos on Netacad or if there's videos on YouTube, I would play them while on the drive to get a bit of more of an understanding of what we were going to cover that day. And then during the day, I would spend the next 8 hours till 5 p.m. studying, doing labs, physical labs, logical labs, and then typically maybe stay back an hour or two to assist other students or assist the teacher with things that they were doing, and then travel home again. So it was essentially leaving at 7 in the morning and getting home at 7, 8 at night every Saturday. Since most of the time the kids would be in bed, I'd just come home, have some dinner, rest, relax, maybe for an hour or so, and then go to bed. So it's a lot of stress for one person to have to raise the children while the other's out every weekend studying. But again, the long-term payoff for that has been evident from the get-go. Furthering my input with the Academy, I competed in NetWriters, which is an annual competition that they run every year at a CCNA level. And I ended up placing first in Australia and sixth in the Asia Pacific region. Now, when you go to a job interview, instead of just saying, hey, I'm one of the 100,000 people that have the certification, you can go to a job interview and say, I've ranked first in my country. It was more of an investment, and you know, my family more understood that it's an investment career-wise. And from now, it has progressed from me working a very entry-level job with very low pay to working my way up to almost double what I was being paid 2 years ago. At the moment, I currently work as a network engineer for the largest telecommunications company in Australia. I work in probably the biggest team, which is managing one of the data center environments for one of the largest banks in the country. The main reason I have this position is from the Network Academy, and let's see, the sole reason I have this position. My more idea on it is that they're still young at this stage, so I may as well make the most of the time I have now. Sometimes you've got to put in that effort, right?